So today we'll continue with Dogen's metaphor of birds, fish, sky, and water. He says, so if there were a bird or fish that wanted to go through the sky or the water only after thoroughly investigating its limits, he would not attain his way nor find his place in the water or in the sky. If one attains this place, these daily activities manifest absolute reality. If one attains this way, these daily activities are manifest absolute reality. This way, this place, is neither large nor small, neither self nor other, has neither existed previously nor is just now manifesting. And thus, it is just as it is. Therefore, for a person who practices and realizes the Buddha way, to attain one Dharma is to penetrate one Dharma. To encounter one activity is to practice one activity. So if there were a bird or fish that wanted to go through the sky or water only after thoroughly investigating, she would never come to her home. Earlier in the Genjo Koan, Dogen said, to study the self is to forget the self. To study the self is not to first do research on the right zafu or zabuton to buy. It is not to go to the library and take out books that search for and describe a self. This type of venture makes the self an object. It makes practice an object, and it implies, therefore, a subject and activity. To study the self is to forget the self, right now, right here, as you are in this moment. And now, in this moment, and now, if you stay aware, if you stay awake as you are eating, if you stay awake as you are walking, if you stay awake as you are chopping or doing dishes or arranging flowers, where is the self? If you stay aware as you are listening right now to splash, splash. If you stay awake as you're listening right now to sounds from my body. If you stay awake right now to... Where is the self? Please, if you locate one, bring it to Dokusan and show me. Bodhidharma said to the second ancestor, bring me your mind. Bring me the self. After some period of intense searching, the second ancestor said, I have searched for my mind. I have searched for the self, and I cannot find it. So as you search, please search intently. Throw everything into your search. Throw everything into chopping, into cleaning toilets. Throw everything into your zazen. And then tell me, what have you found? So if there were a bird or fish that wanted to go through the sky or the water only after thoroughly investigating its limits, she would not attain her way nor find her place in the water or in the sky. The young Zhao Zhou asked, should I direct myself toward it? And Nanchuan said, if you direct yourself, you betray your own practice. Or we could say, I suppose you betray yourself because to direct yourself immediately leads you astray. Immediately. Because, again, you are making subject, object, and activity. And what would you direct yourself toward? Toward emptiness? That's a concept. Toward Anatara Samyak Sambodhi? That's a concept. Would you direct yourself toward waking up? Really, already, you aren't asleep. Tiao Zhou then continued his search, asking, how can I know if I don't direct myself? And Nan Chuan said, the way is not subject to knowing or not knowing. If you truly touch or attain or get the genuine way, you will find it as vast and boundless as outer space. How can this be discussed at the level of affirmation or negation? It is, as Dogen says at the end of this section, neither large nor small, neither self nor other, has neither existed previously nor is just now manifesting. If we continue chasing after things, whether outside ourselves or in our heads, we never come to the way. We never come to this place. So for a moment, I'd like to change the scope of what Dogen is saying. He says, if one attains this place, if one attains this way, if we continue to chase things, we do not come to our way or our place. Primarily, this is an older group. Many of us feel fairly settled in our way and in our place. Many years ago, for innumerable reasons probably, we settled on the things we valued in life and we put ourselves and our lives in accord with those values. Maybe we became vegetarians. Maybe we dedicated ourselves to nonviolence, or to helping those in pain, or to helping those less fortunate. Maybe we committed to sustainability before that was a fashionable word. Maybe for living lower on the scales of use. Maybe for finding different ways of being with money, with the opposite sex, with ourselves, and with partners, and with children. We found and committed to a spiritual practice, to this, that we are involved in. Because of all these things and many, many more I am not mentioning, our dedication to learning other languages so able to more fully understand others, dedication to not using combustion engines, to not using alcohol, to working in jails, prisons, and family kitchens, to reinventing old tools to work with wood, cloth, and fibers, and again, more and more unnamed things. Because of all these things, it is a pleasure to sit and practice with you. However, for right now, it is important to drop your comfort. It's important to drop your settledness with the way you have walked. It is important to drop the ease and quiet enjoyment of the place you have built and maintained. On this last day of Sesshin, our last day together, be like a young practitioner again, not yet with a way or a place, not yet sure, but wanting, desiring, yearning and willing to dive in, willing to try almost anything, to intently search, to intensely search. Open up to and feel your insufficiency. As you are mature and more confident, allow yourself to be affected by more things. As you are sitting, before you let go, let each thing in to touch you. Insufficiency, not because you are inadequate, not because not enough. Insufficiency because you are a mature practitioner, because you are confident, because the Dharma has filled your body. But insufficiency does imply now another step. Step even closer to your Zazen. Step even closer yet to the koan. Step even closer to the sound. Step even more deeply, more deliberately into the darkness. You are older now. For many of us in this room, there is more behind us than in front. Still, you are this one and only life that is unknown and ultimately unknowable. Let yourself more fully into that not knowing. Forget the way. Forget the path that you have lighted and know. Forget the home, the place you have built and may unconsciously maintain even here at Sesshin. Settle into the mystery of yourself, into the mystery of this thing we call practice, into the mystery of splashing, of gull screams, and of trees talking the language of wind. Maybe another way to say this would be, let yourself fall in love with your life. Let yourself fall in love with your practice. Let yourself fall in love with the unfolding which is happening right before your eyes. Let yourself fall in love with the dark mystery of life and death. Pablo Neruda says it like this in a poem from his 100 love poems. I do not love you as if you were salt rose or topaz, or the arrow of carnations the fire shoots off. I love you as certain dark things are to be loved, in secret, between the shadow and the soul. I love you as the plant that never blooms, but carries in itself the light of hidden flowers. Thanks to your love, a certain solid fragrance, risen from the earth, lives darkly in my body. I love you without knowing how, or when, or from where. I love you straightforwardly, without complexities or pride. So I love you because I know no other way than this, where I does not exist nor you, so close that your hand on my chest is my hand, so close that your eyes close as I fall asleep. If one attains this place, these daily activities manifest absolute reality. If one attains this way, these daily activities are manifest absolute reality. I will not make too much of it, but Yasutani Roshi and Waddell and Abbe say, if one attains. The other translators say, when one attains. I would say, if practice is a focus in your life, after life, after life, then the correct word is when. If you do not practice or practice haphazardly and half-heartedly, then if might be more accurate. Of course, fundamentally, we are all in accord with this place and this way, but realizing it in the moment-to-moment activities of our lives is essential. Once you settle into the formless form of true Zazen, you will attain this place that is no place at all. Each activity of your daily life, from taking your daughter to school at the beginning of the day to tucking her in at the end of the day, will be Genjo Koan, will be absolute reality manifested. This, of course, is our ideal, and we return to that ideal again and again during our Zazen and during our activities by forgetting the self, thus inviting the 1,000 things, the 10,000 things, to advance and confirm us. The point here is that life, our life, is Genjo Koan. It is not something out there in the future. It is here, now, where you are, as you are. This forgetting of the self, thus allowing the 10,000 things to advance and confirm us, is our way. The dropping away of body and mind, of self and others, is our way. And the traces of waking up come to an end, and this tracelessness is continued endlessly. This is our way. Nothing more than that, but nothing less. And at times this is reality for us, and at other times an ideal. But nevertheless, either side is our way. Dogen next gives us his description of this way and this place. And I read it just a little bit ago. He says, it is neither large nor small. It is neither self nor other. And it has neither previously existed nor is just now manifesting. So what is it? I'd say, it chews with your teeth. It follows the way your toes are pointing. And it looks out of your eyes. And it is bright, bright. Therefore, for a person who practices and realizes the Buddha way, to attain one Dharma is to penetrate one Dharma, to encounter one activity, is to practice one activity. We penetrate one Dharma and one activity, because in the Buddha way, there is only one Dharma. There is only one activity. Whatever you are intimately engaged in is the fullness of the Tathagata. There is no other practice at that moment. There is no other activity. There is no other. It is all one seamless stupa, and there is simply chop, chop, chop. There is simply bong. There is only. A monk asked Zhao Zhou, "What is the meaning of Bodhidharma's coming from the West?" Zhao Zhou said, "Cypress tree in the garden." The monk said, "Please don't teach me with reference to outside things." Zhao Zhou said, "I don't teach you with reference to outside things." The monk said, "What is the meaning of Bodhidharma's coming from the West?" Zhao Zhou said, "Cypress tree in the garden. One Dharma, one activity, thoroughly penetrated." Wu Men, when commenting on this case, said, "If you can see intimately into the essence of Zhao Zhou's response, there is no Shakyamuni in the past and no Maitreya in the future." So what is there? On the level of explanation, I could say there is one Dharma, one activity. But what about on the level of presentation? What about on the level of your life, of your one and only life, which is here, now? Please do not hold back. You do not have to come forth forcefully. All you need do is come forth as you are, and only as you can. One unique Dharma, one unique activity. Here is the place, and it is right here where our lives and where the Dharma unfolds. And it is right here where the Dharma is realized, where you and you and you are realized. Please care for it. Please care for your life. Okay, thank you.
Great vows for all. The many beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Greed, hatred, and difference rise endlessly. I vow to abandon them. Dharma gates are countless. I vow to awake to them. The Buddha's way is unsurpassed. I vow to embody it fully. The many beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Greed, hatred, and ignorance rise endlessly. I vow The Buddha's way is unsurpassed.